100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And then at some point, I get around to posting the weekly challenge. I know it's late this week. It's been an interesting few weeks. Let's just leave it at that. Anyway, let's go ahead and collect up the stories that you sent in for weekly challenge number 872, Exposed. Sorry, I'm a little late once again. And let's go ahead and hear them and see what y'all came up with.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and today's word is exposed. So here's my 100-word story, called Cara. My bag got stolen, snatched last night as I got off the bus, but that's not the moment of change in today's story. Obviously it's a pain, stopping cards, the loss of money, my tips were in there, and my makeup bag. This is the biggie. Right now, I'm on the bus, without a mask of foundation, eyes undefined with liner, squirming with embarrassment, not wanting anyone to look. The juddering window exposes my naked face, and I see me. I see me like it's for the first time. And I realise it's okay. This is my face. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 872 with a prompt of Exposed. Well, I'm so happy to know that Tom is still amongst the living. Anyway, here's my story. As Bilbert and Sabrina walked from the movie theater to the ice cream shop, he kept an eye out for her grandmother. Earlier in the day, when she had coerced Bilbert to take her granddaughter to the movie, she made it clear she didn't want her part in the activity exposed. Sabrina smiled at him over her banana split. "I'm glad you've come to your senses and see that I am the girl for you and not that linoleum girl." Bilbert dug half-heartedly at his hot fudge sundae. "I'm 13 years old. I hardly think there's any girl for me." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The vase in the shape of a giraffe was the reason for many arguments in the employees, the gang, only room. Some said it was a deer, others a dog, others whatever. Though the whatevers would frequently win, she insisted it was a giraffe. She enjoyed being a nuisance, the vortex of all disagreements. When management decided she had to be promoted, the gang threw the giraffe in the garbage out of spite. That's when they discovered a mic. This is how you go from being oh, so happy for being an ag to, oh my God, I was fired. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com and join me on Facebook as well. I've been trying to keep that account active. And talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, it's Richard. Happy New Year. This is my story on the topic Exposed, and it's called Exposed. We found the old camera whilst clearing out my grandfather's attic. It was in a box marked Grandad, scrawled in my grandfather's curly script, and we figured from the newspaper packing that the contents had belonged to his grandfather, my great-great-grandfather. It still contained a roll of exposed film, and my hands trembled at the thought of what treasures from the past it might hold. "That's cool," whooped my 12-year-old son, snatching the camera from me, opening it, and unspooling the film, holding it up to the brightly sunlit window. "Nothing on it," he said, frowning. "I'm done. Until next time, goodbye."
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Weather Will Kill You. There's a rite of passage in Chicago. As a kid, you are actively bundled by your parents to not freeze to death. Deep layers of clothing ensure that you will make it to at least the age of 14. The winter of your freshman year, peer pressure left you sorely exposed to the elements. No boots, no hat, no scarf, just jeans and a Letterman leather jacket. Not exactly Arctic wear. And worse for the girls in skirts. We were having none of that, and forced both the official and unofficial dress code into the 20th century. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Don't believe a word of it. We don't sleep in coffins. You can't kill us with a stake through the heart. We don't turn to dust when exposed to sunlight, and we certainly don't have sparkly skin, or enjoy a bad relationship with werewolves. It's all nonsense. Except the part about drinking blood. We definitely do that. But none of the rest of it, just to be clear. We look, sound, act, and behave just like anybody else. We could be your colleague, or neighbor, or cousin. Even you could be one. Maybe you should give drinking blood a try.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories 100 words long on the topic of exposed. Looks like Planet Z is going to be taking a break for a while. I guess you may have noticed from the stories in the feed about George. Those are from the archives of what I've been writing for the past few years about George, and got a whole bunch stocked up. I figured I'd share them for now while I get my second wind back. So, Planet Z, when you're ready to come back, we've got room for you. As for the rest of you, thank you for your patience, and hopefully this was worth the wait. I know it was for me. Well, I'd rather have been just waiting than all the stuff that... Let's not talk about it. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.